Dr. Pinsky dictating another mail IME on March 18 regarding John Miller. John Miller is a 59-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7-6-20. Period. He was operating a machine to build a jetty. Period. His right leg was crushed by an excavator bucket during this process. Period. He believes he injured his right foot, ankle, and leg below the knee and was seen in Atlantic City Medical Center emergency room. Period. Had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As for his claim petition, Mr. Miller alleged he was struck by an excavator bucket, injuring his right leg, foot, and ankle. Period. Treatment records show he underwent a CAT scan at Atlantic Care Emergency Room on 7-6-20, period. He was administered analgesic medication, such as morphine, fentanyl, and dilaudid, period. He was diagnosed with injury to the fibular artery, approximately two-thirds down the length of the calf, with adjacent active extravasation, period. Actually, this is a CT or angiogram that report we should have. Same with the other numerous x-rays he had that will be inserted here. Period. In paragraph on that same day, a physician assistant named Ms. Jackson performed a consultation. Period. Her diagnosis was open fracture of the right tibia and fibula. Semicolon grade 3 right open tibial fracture requiring operative fixation. This was for application of an external fixator, as well as incision and drainage today with possible wound vac, and fasciotomy. Period. He apparently had another set of x-rays on the right leg to be inserted here. Period. On 7-6-20, he underwent surgery to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. On 7-7-20, he had another CAT scan of the right lower extremity to be inserted. Period. Mr. Miller improved and was able to be discharged from the hospital on 7-9-20. Period. In addition to his surgery, they wrote he received 2 units of red blood cells the previous day without incident. Period. His post-transfusion hemoglobin and hematocrit were stable. Period. New paragraph. After discharge, he was seen by Dr. Winters on 7-10-20. Period. He lanced the fracture blisters, and a betadine dressing was applied, as was xeriform around his incision and pin sites. A compressive dressing was also applied. Period. They discussed further treatment options, including possible additional surgery. Period. On 7-22-20, he had post-operative x-rays of the right ankle, tibia, and fibula to be inserted here. Period. We are not in receipt of that operative report. Period. On 8-10-20, Dr. Winters described the procedure as application of an external fixator on 7-16-20. Period. Adjustments were made in the frame on his limb. period. Paragraph on 7/23/20, Dr. Driscoll, D-R-I-S-C-O-L-L, performed a consultation for medical co-management, period. He noted the petitioner was drinking a six-pack or more of beer, but has not drunk any since discharge from the hospital, but he felt well now and was sitting out of bed in no distress, period. He was scheduled to go back to the operating room tomorrow for further irrigation and possible skin flap, period. He did undergo additional diagnostic studies to be inserted. Period on 7/25/20, Dr. Winters performed another surgery to be inserted. Period on 7/29/20, Dr. Saad, SAAD, performed another surgery to be inserted. Period, serial x-rays were performed. Period, new paragraph on 8/6/20, he was seen by Dr. Saad for plastic surgery consultation, period. His wound was healing nicely with no signs of infection, period. The skin graft has good take, period. He is cleared for the next step of his orthopedic surgery and would follow up as needed, period. On 8/12/20, Dr. Winters performed another surgery to be inserted here, period. His medical issues were co-managed again by Dr. Driscoll, period. On 9/14/20, he had an ultrasound of the right leg to be inserted, period. He had a CT angiogram of the chest on 9/14/20 to be inserted, period. New paragraph. He was seen on 9/15/20 by Dr. Samuels, S-A-M-U-E-L-S, to rule out infection in the surgical site of the right leg. Period. He had fevers, chills, and nausea, and his orthopedist was Dr. Winters. Period. They noted his numerous medications and laboratory studies. Here the assessment was acute provoked pulmonary embolus secondary to immobilization due to recent surgery. Period. He was started on a heparin drip and admitted to the intensive care unit. Period. He did have chest x-ray, CT angiogram, and right leg x-rays, all to be inserted. Period. He had an ultrasound left leg on 9/15/20 to be inserted. The petitioner was discharged from the hospital this time on 9/16/20. Period. He had been admitted for acute provoked pulmonary emboli secondary to immobilization due to recent surgery for his tibia fibula fracture. Period. He had the hospital course just described. Period. New paragraph on 9/16/20. He was seen by Dr. Trivedi, T-R-I-V-E-D-I, which appears to be a duplicate note to the one described earlier on 9/16/20. Period. He diagnosed bilateral pulmonary embolism, comma, diverticulitis, comma, and pneumonia. Period. Medications were ordered. Period. He also had additional ultrasound studies to be inserted. Period. New paragraph on 9/18/20. Scratch that. I think that's the wrong patient. Period on 9/25/20. Dr. Zetjeman, S-Z-T-E-J-M-A-N, evaluated him for pulmonary specialist consultation, period. They particularly focused on his pulmonary embolism, period. He underwent CT angiogram of the chest on 10/13/20 to be inserted. Period. Additional CAT scans also to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Miller submitted to another surgery by Dr. Bazlewicz, B-A-Z-Y-L-E-W-I-C-Z, on 2/1/21 to be inserted. Period. On 7/12/21, he followed up with a podiatrist named Dr. Weiss for an ingrown toenail on the right hallux. Period. The nail plate was removed from that toe. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Winters and his colleagues saw Mr. Miller frequently over the span of treatment described above. Period. He saw Dr. Bazlewicz initially on 1/19/21. Period. He noted the CAT scan that demonstrated portions of an unhealed tibia, particularly in the metaphysis, with severe significant comminution. Period. He ordered various laboratory studies. Period. The petitioner followed up on 1/26/21 for Dr. Bilowitz to assume his care. Period. He was started on vitamin D3 capsules. Period. On 4/20/21, he was seen by Dr. Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S, who instructed on donning and doffing his boot. Period. Ongoing care was rendered by Dr. Bilowitz and Dr. Winters through 10/12/20, period. Scratch that. On 9/21/20, when he was seen by Dr. Winters, period, his pin sites appeared dry, clean, and intact. Period, there was no signs of gross purulence. Period, his flap is overall well healed, but he does have an eschar that has since fallen off laterally with some granulation tissue. Period, there were no signs of surrounding erythema, fluctuants, or discharge. Period, he is otherwise grossly motor sensory stable throughout the major muscle groups and sensory disruptions with capillary refill, less than 2 seconds for all digits. Period, x-rays were done showing evidence of progressive healing. Period, the pin sites were in good position and there were no signs of failure migration. Period, fracture lines were still noted. Period, he wanted Mr. Miller to remain non-weight bearing at that juncture. Period. Additional antibiotics were also prescribed. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed multiple scars and soft tissue changes in the right lower extremity. Period. There was swelling of the right ankle. Period. There were external fixator scars about the right lower leg. Period. There was a fairly oblong scar oriented longitudinally, consistent with his graft. Period, it was textured and measured 7.5 inches in its longest dimension and 3 inches in its widest dimension. Period, this was on the frontolateral aspect of the right lower leg. Period. He had minimal range of motion but the right ankle with zero inversion and eversion. Period plantar and dorsiflexion had 5 degrees of motion. Period motion of the left ankle, both hips and knees, with solanal planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period many muscle testing 4+. Right plantar flexor strength and 4/5 for extensive analysis. Longest strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Feet and ankles normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a limp on the right using a cane in his left hand. Pretty was able to stand briefly on his heels and toes. Pretty changed position slowly and was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 7/6/20, John Miller fell from a jetty upon which he was working and sustained a severe injury to his right lower extremity. Pretty was transported by helicopter to Atlantic Care Emergency Room the same day. Pretty underwent numerous diagnostic studies and at least one surgery while there. Period, we will insert all the surgical procedures and postoperative diagnoses here. New paragraph, after discharge, he continues to see Dr. Winters and his colleagues. Period, he had plastic surgery performed by Dr. Saad. Period, he was readmitted to the hospital for pulmonary emboli, during which he received anticoagulation. Period. He followed up through 9/21/20 with Dr. Winter's group. Pretty saw Dr. Setman through 10/20/21 for his pulmonary issues. Period. New paragraph, the current examination will be reiterated from above. Period, new paragraph, there is 15 to 17.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. End.